Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
What's going on, traders? It's time to take a look at today's market action and see what we're getting into till tomorrow. Of course, CPI is going to take all our eyes tomorrow, but today we had some bullish action. Let's talk all about it right here on At the Close.
All right, it is time for pre-market prep at the close.
Three consecutive highs opened, matched yesterday's low, and then once it took out there, that's all the breakout momentum traders needed.
What's going on, traders on out there? It looks like the bulls still have control of this market. They're waiting on the CPI number, but definitely not a bad day for the SPY overall. Let's take a look at the overall market. Got up there towards 411.50s. Actually, a little bit higher, 411.73s, but that's where we're holding on up there around the 411.50 mark, and got past that 410 mark from the bottom bounce there. If you guys were playing around the 390s, getting on up there towards the 411s, that's not a bad move. That's a 6% move in the SPY after, of course, a decline that we got around, let's say, 8-9%. So we've made up about two-thirds of that recent drop. It's gone pretty far here. Now the question is, what happens with the CPI? Of course, it's something to kind of keep on watch. And also you start getting the questions about, well, what happens since the market ran? And it looks like a lot of investors kind of front ran the CPI data. What happens if it comes in light, but just barely light, right? Expected is that 8.5, but let's say for some reason, you know, we come in just slightly cooler. Is that going to actually be enough to kind of hold this market up after the recent push? Or do we need to see a lot lower to kind of make another push? Honestly, nobody knows. And it's a difficult way to take a look at the market. No Joe right now, guys. Joe will be back. He's right now a part of a Twitter space with Christian Fromhertz. I don't know how long that's going to keep going into this show, but wanted to make sure that I was on here for you guys to not leave you guys hanging in the dry here. But taking a look out there at what's moving. Let's go ahead. Let's get into it. So it looks like consumer cyclical leading us up today. Again, four-day rally there in consumer cyclical. And you're seeing stocks like resorts and casinos have a good lift. Caesar, MGM having a good lift right now. Auto parts doing well here. You guys can take a look at some of these, getting some little bounce back here. Apparel manufacturing taking a lift today. Even Under Armour getting a little bit of a push up. But the question is, will this really kind of get towards the next level? Consumer cyclical is not an area that I'm keeping an eye on. energy bouncing back today, but really not a big push. I mean, if you look at the oil markets are not doing too bad. They're up about $1.31. WTI is up to 88.10. Got up as high to 88.70s today. I'm just watching that to see if we start making our way back towards 90s and 100. If we can make our way back to, let's say, 97, we're going to start seeing oil coming on back. And that's what I'm focusing on for these oil stocks. Oxy actually made a move like it was trying to get towards the 99 and 100, pulled back significantly now on the hourly, is catching the hourly support. So let's see if it could take that next step up through the 99 and to the 100. And I'm, of course, watching Oxy to see what happens on that. That one got a little bit of a bounce with the Warren Buffett ad. Let's see if it can start making its way towards 68 and 69 and then up towards the 75 eventually. We're going to look to see on the daily, can we get back up there towards the 75? It's something to keep on watch in Oxy. All right, oil looks like it could see a weekly lift on the daily chart. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. And we are seeing some of these oil stocks take a lead. Today, what did better in oil? Well, like a Devon Energy did really good. So oil, gas, and EP was definitely the leading area to kind of keep on watch. What are some other areas you can watch in this? Well, COP, ConocoPhillips, making the move back above 114. This has been one of the best ones since that 100 breakout that we were calling out here in this consolidation. It's continued that push towards 114, now trying to get through the high. This has actually been probably better to trader than Oxy and ExxonMobil in the last couple of weeks. So not a bad one to keep on our eyes. ConocoPhillips, EOG, another one that I've been watching closely. This one looking well as it looks to make a move back above 130, going towards the 140s. We'll see if it could take that lift. PXD was one that I saw today. A lot of people mentioned this is trying to make its move back up through the 250s, making its move towards the 260s. We'll see if it can get back up there. That's Pioneer Natural Resource. And of course, Devon Energy was one of the best ones. CMQ was not a bad one either. Canadian Natural Resource trying to get a little bit of lift. Has the 200-day below it. Doesn't look too bad there. All right, let's keep going. Technology getting a little bit of a lift also. I was watching NVIDIA today, and it was kind of a little bit of chop. It came up, came down, came up, and it's kind of stuck in between. I think a lot of this is some profit taking probably starting to take place. AMD also not really a great day for AMD there. And QCOM stayed a little bit into the green there. But really, I mean, these companies are starting to struggle here. And so I need to keep on watch to see what happens in tech. But it looks like they're topping out here. We'll see what happens with the CPI number if it goes ahead and takes us down. All right, CPI is going to be at least 7.9. Yep, oil, food prices drop in August. Yeah, I think we're going to just keep on watch. I think, you know, we might get into the 7.9, but that's not even low enough, I think, to keep this market rally. But we'll see what happens. Really, nobody knows. We're going to have to pay attention to see what happens in the number and the reaction to the number that will be tomorrow. All right, let's keep going here. There was some news out there in the intraday action, so let's dive into some of it. They got some stocks moving. All right, well, Apple, did anybody really catch what was really making this move? Because I have some kind of news out there. Of course, Apple releasing its new iOS 16 software on Monday, which means anyone with an iPhone 8 newer can install the big update for the iPhone 14. Why do you guys feel that Apple made this big move up? This was actually pretty big for me, and catching this move, this just showed me a little bit stronger market than we actually had today. And definitely it was all Apple getting the lift. Let me know if you guys caught anything in the markets today on Apple that I maybe missed. All right, let's keep going. Let's take a look at Gilead. Gilead was the news that we did not cover today. We covered it in the kind of in stock market movers, but we didn't cover it in pre-market prep. This one got a lift after settling a patient case over HIV therapies and five generic drug makers. So there you guys see it getting a little bit of a lift, about a 3% pop, actually 6% pop on that. Not a bad move there for Gilead. We'll see if it can kind of continue closing up here and holding the price action. It's been holding well. Bristol Myers, BMY, was another one that we were watching today, of course, with their release of their news on their FDA approval. And it didn't just keep going up. It kind of pulled back here. So it's interesting to see that pullback. It's something that I will keep on watch to see if it can take the next lift up tomorrow. We'll see if Bristol Myers can start pushing. All right, getting out of Bristol Myers, what are some other stocks that caught my radar today, or maybe some news that got some stocks moving? Of course, let's take a look at Carvana. Let's take a look. Carvana is CVNA. I always remember, forget that ticker there. Let's go ahead. Let's take a look at the daily chart. It's getting a little bit of a bounce back, trying to get back into the 45. But what happened? What was the news that was out there that got this stock moving? Well, Piper Sandler upgraded struggling Carvana shares to overweight from neutral. We know that the rising interest rates are risk, and we know that bankruptcy is a real possibility, but CVNA is now one-tenth as valuable as it was 12 months ago after running a detailed sensitivity analysis. We think that the realistic scenarios suggest that CVNA, Carvana, is grossly undervalued, analyst Alexander Potter said in the note. The interesting word choice there to me is grossly undervalued. It seems to me like they're trying to lift you and push you a little bit into one direction. Doesn't mean Carvana is not going up today. Doesn't mean it's not going to continue. But I don't know about that grossly overvalued here from Piper Sandler. I think Alexander gave a little bit of a reach there, but we'll see what happens. It is definitely getting a little bit of a lift today on that upgrade. All right, what's going on out there, guys? If you guys have a ticker that you guys want to check out today, throw it up in the chat. It's been one of those days where I just feel like we just got to watch what happens tomorrow. Honestly, what happens today isn't probably going to matter tomorrow. And so that's the hardest part about talking about stocks today is I'm already looking forward to the CPI data tomorrow. And it's kind of even hard to me to take a look at these charts without having the mentality of it's all going to depend on the CPI tomorrow. That's the truth. But let's go ahead. Let's get into some of these and take a look at their move today. SHOP is being brought up by Balo. I got you. I'll take stocks from you guys right now. I think Joel might be joining us up. I'm not sure when he's going to end and wrap on up there with Christian Fahmhertz. But if he doesn't get here in time, oh, well, we'll just keep going through stocks. I got you guys. SHOP is trying to hold up after that push off the 30s. It doesn't look bad now. Now I would be looking for those pullbacks to hold. You got about a 50% yesterday to kind of hold. So about 33.50 is the level that I would definitely be watching. I wouldn't want to see that break down. And that's all the way back here, guys. So you could get a little pullback towards 34 and then another step up. But for right now, 33.50 is my downside bogey on SHOP. If it could hold that, it's not looking too bad. All right, Oracle had a run at 3 p.m. Earnings expectations, coming up after the bell here. What is to do with Oracle? I was thinking about taking a shot on this in the competition account going into the earnings, but, man, I just can't play earnings. Very rarely do I ever play earnings, and if I do, I have to just be feeling overly confident on a position, and it wasn't this Oracle today. But it's made a nice run into the daily. And so one of the things was this kind of already the move for the earnings, about 5%? It could get knocked right back to 74. I'm not sure where to look, but definitely if we can get back above the 200-day, which is at 78.59, you get above that, you're not going to be looking too bad tomorrow. All right, CSIQ, Canadian Solar, getting a hard turnaround here. And a lot of this was solar starting to turn around a little bit here. Let's take a look at the leader, like ENPH, actually taking a little bit of a step up, so that's not looking too bad. SEDG also closing up near the highs. That's not looking too bad there. First Solar, not looking too bad there. It looks like just the laggard type of plays were struggling today. Canadian Solar isn't probably the number one place where you're going to see the most investments. Reason why is you got to think about U.S. investments in solar. U.S., not Canadian. So that would lead me to think First Solar is definitely probably the number one name to have there in the U.S. play. So keep your eyes on U.S. plays and see how those kind of perform. If they make majority of their money outside of the United States, It's probably not the solar name to have. All right. I just got one YOLO call on the 420 on the spy, says Crassy. We'll see. Well, not a bad one pushing. Getting some gambling in for the month. Why don't you just stick to DraftKings, Crassy? You've been doing good with that one. Micron breaks ground on 15 bill chip plant. That's something to kind of keep on watch, right? More talks of that is what you're kind of keeping an eye on. And Micron actually getting a little bit of lift today. Closing green, not looking too bad. All right, let's keep going. CVNA is great. Ponzi scheme, be out of business in 2 years. Oh, Bruce, tell them how you really felt. We'll see what else is on out there. Let's keep going. Let's take a look at what was down today. Basic materials down today in agricultural inputs. MOS getting dragged down big time. This is probably the hardest hit stock, at least on those big names that got hit. Also, IPI, Intrepid Potash is also on here. So definitely these are the names that are really getting hit. Coal getting hit hard today also. So keep that on your radar. Those have really been turning around. Lumber has really been starting to get stronger. WFG is one you guys can watch, and EVA. This is one that's looking interesting for me. You can see here on the daily, we've tried to come up and through this trend line. We've rejected that breakout today, but if we could close back up through 74 towards the 76, this is not going to be looking bad. That's EVA, and that's a lumber and wood production stock. How did Home Depot perform on this? Red today. I was looking to see if Lowe's at least. Lowe's in the green. What's the expected CPI number on inflation? So there's a couple of numbers you guys can keep watch. The month over month is a negative 0.1, but the overall year over year, the number that, you know, a lot of people like to talk about, which is that 8% number you hear often. The prior one was 8.5. Estimate this time is 8.1. The question comes, what happens on 8.3? What happens at 8.1? What happens at 7.9? What happens if we get a 7.5? That's the kind of thinking that you need to be asking yourself so that you can be ready to react when you see the CPI report come out. All right, let's keep on going. We got just a little bit of time left, 13 minutes, and we're going to be wrapping up soon. So we'll see what if Joel is able to make it here before the wrap up. But let's keep going. Let's take a look there. Let's take a look at some different stocks out there. I normally watch kind of, the stocks that we talk about always. So I want to go to utilities here, as utilities has been really strong and keeping on. NEE doesn't look too bad. Southern Company doesn't look too bad. Duke making that move up in the last couple of days. You got Dominion making a nice little step up, SRE, Sempra Energy, keeping that little lift going here. And this one kind of had that inverse head and shoulders outlook here. You guys can see that right about here. And now you're really starting to push through the neckline. So it doesn't look bad here as you're getting that nice push out on SRE for a nice continuation up towards 180. We'll see if this utility name can continue driving here.
Hi, I'm Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Want to avoid common pitfalls and get straight to the insights that drive success? Join me and recognize names like John Mackey of Whole Foods and Joe DeSena of Spartan as we unpack the hard-earned lessons from their journeys. Ready to streamline your path to success? Listen to Let Me Save You 25 Years on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
All right, what have you guys got out there? Sold Microsoft early, but a nice day with ZS and Apple. Not a bad move there, Bill, today. I mean, if you sold Microsoft, I can't blame you on that one. That one's a little bit crappy right here. And it's wondering, are we going to break through the 250, which is a long-term trend line there? If we break that, I'd be concerned about Microsoft, but it's definitely bouncing back really quickly. Apple, just freaking awesome day for it on the way upside. If you're playing Apple around that kind of 50% retracement, if you played it around the 154 or 150 kind of 280s, oh, that's not a bad move in just a day or two, about 7-8% up. All right, let's keep going. Let's take some more stocks from the chat. What else is being mentioned out there? Mooney downgrade on lithium, LTHM. Yeah, I mean, these have run significantly in the last couple of days. Now it's pulling on back here. I want to take a look at some weekly outlook, see if those weeklies hold resistance. And that's so a move close towards 32, 38. So if that can hold for a little while, that's not going to be too bad right now. It did pull back there today, but bouncing off of those levels. So let's see if that can hold. So 32 holding on lithium, Lavent Corporation. We'll see if that can keep moving. PLL is one that I was also kind of keeping an eye out. I like the daily chart. It's closing back above the trend line. Let's look to see if it makes the move towards 68 and 70 in the next couple of days. All right, taking more stocks from the chat. Ape having a good day? Well, maybe I could take a look at this since Joel isn't here today, and I'll sneak one in here. Ape, not looking too bad. It was trying to get back above the five. Now has made its way towards six. Hasn't made really a run, but has been slowly getting on up there. I'd keep an eye out on that hourly trend. It could test it, maybe do a little bit of a pullback, but you don't want to see it break that. So the prior resistance, trying to become support, 569, around that area, I'd want to see it hold, especially around 560s, not cracking that and making its move above six. Doesn't look too bad there. All right, taking a look, ZS, Zscaler. It was doing really well on Friday, continuing the lift there through the 193s. Not looking too bad there on Zscaler. All right, let's keep going. FTNT. All right, FTNT, Fortinet, definitely taking a nice little lift on the last couple of days. You can see here on the software, it's taken a pretty decent push on up. I'm not sure exactly why it went up so fast, but it definitely recovered a lot of the losses since that 8-4, that's since August 4th. It's trying to get back into that gap zone. That's what it seems like to me. You can see this gap, and it's trying very hard to get right back in there. We'll see if it can get there. That's around the 56.38 level. It's making its way fast. This is Fortinet. Let's see. What happened to the infrastructure bill, WEC? Ooh, WEC definitely getting some lift there. Not looking too bad. Regulated electric. This one doesn't look bad at all. Definitely something that I would keep on watch. VIX is flat while Apple is ripping. Really weird. Yeah, what you're noticing is divergence there. So pay attention the following day. The following day is just as important as the day that you see the divergence, Jonathan. All right, Joel's on the way. Joel's on the way. Everybody sound the alarm. He's on the way. Crassy already sounding the alarm for us. Appreciate you guys in the chat. Like always, we'll get Joel on in a second. He'll give me a thumbs on up when he's ready. Oh, look, he gets himself on. That's how good he is. Welcome, Joel. Welcome to our at the close.
I'm worried.
What are you worried about?
Dennis, me, Christian, and also this new guy, Webb. Forget his what is that? What a great name, Webb. we're all kind of leading. We're looking for a soft number. We're all four. Formulated our opinions before we came on. And the street is certainly, I mean, what's been going on the last couple of days, they're looking for a soft number. Just, is it going to be soft enough to keep this rally going?
I like that. Soft enough. I was talking about that also. I mean, the scenario comes into play that if it comes in line now, did we get the run already?
Not good enough.
Not good enough, you think, if we come in line, right?
Nope. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know if you're going to see a seven handle on this. I mean, I do. I think
seven is not too bad off either. It's 8.1. So 7.9 would still be in play. What is a surprising low number? What would you think? 7%, like 7.1, 7.3?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Wait. We were at 8.5 last time, and the expectations are what, 7.9 this
8.1.
time?
8.1. 8.1
this time. I don't think you're going to see it in the low sevens, but like a 7.6, a 7.7, you know, something okay. like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You know, it's scenario analysis now. It's time to play it and kind of have both sides for you, right? If the number comes in hot, what am I doing? If the number comes in light, what am I doing? How do you see today's action in the market?
Today is just, you know, whatever shorts were sticking around, you know, probably were added today. They were hoping, you know, we had a 9/11 over the weekend. Maybe they were looking for something bad. I mean, I don't know why. We closed on the highs for the week, right? We made a new high for the week on Friday, a new closing high for the week. And a lot of that, you know, a lot of times you get a continuation move. So I think once you took out the high from yesterday or from Friday, where are you going to go? Now, you got my chart up here. I put Kroger up here. Double top at Kroger, Lalo. It's a little bit late on that. But I mentioned this on the Twitter space too. I don't know if a lot of people do this, but like when I look at my charts and I look at levels, I associate them with something. And this was the week that I was gone. The Friday was that I was gone was the Powell pain speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
This bar right here. So in my opinion, if it's a soft number and it's a good number and everyone goes rah, rah, then that's the next resistance point. I mean, I can't find anything in there. I mean, you could bring in some Fibonacci numbers or you could do it and all that. But to me, I am just going to, on my sheet, I'm just going to have one stars up to 42.34 and a quarter. And that was actually a double top that week. Well, it was a little bit over Thursday's high. Now, on the downside, it's a little bit trickier, right? If we come in at a nine handle, I don't know. Where do you step in? I don't know where you step in on the downside. So I'm more comfortable on a rally seeing where we go to than on a break. You know, it might, you know, if we get a bad number and, you know, it just, you don't like to sell into the hole, but sometimes there's occasions where you have to sell into the hole. And it's not a bit, you know, it works, you know, in various, various time frames and everything. But, you know, that just might be the situation. And, you know, from my long-term, and this is all, you know, short-term from my long-term portfolio, you know, I'm not like Dennis. I'm not in and out, you know, 50%, 70%. I pretty much got my stake in the market and have had it in there for 20, 25, 30 years. You know, and I'm sticking with it. So, you know, his market timing, which is good, is just much harder for me to do. So that's what I'm looking at. Do we want to take is there any issues? We only got 3 minutes here to go. Were there any charts that we wanted to look at, or you just want to talk about the movers?
Yeah, I can take stocks from the chat. I did see some stocks moving up, but I mean, let's just be honest. It's going to be all about the CPI tomorrow, and I think everyone's just going to be watching what happens now. It's type of interesting moment is maybe what stocks should we be taking profits on? What stocks maybe we kind of hold on here? I think a lot of people are holding on their breath here for CPI, that if it comes in light, they're already long. So it's going to be an interesting report here, definitely. Let's talk. I did see, what about Apple? Because Apple was pretty strong today.
I did. I saw it. I couldn't drink a water. You know what I mean?
Yes. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm not
doing this. Apple, who, this is a pretty looking chart, and I don't know who's been listening to me and who's not.
Someone's bullish.
I've said the whole time that Apple has been having excellent relative strength on this. Yep. And there it is. You talk about your 50% retracement. I believe the exact number is 152.67. I was a little off. I mean, that's as technical as you can get right there, baby. Right? You had the big move up. You came down to 50%. And then I don't know who I was figuring it for. I think Adnan was long this, and he was looking for some juicy targets. And I'm like, well, you know, you just had a 24-point move. Why the, you know, get half of it back? Why the hell not go to 164? I didn't think we'd go to 164.26 today, but surely we did. So we got back half of the move, and now, you know, we got this ugly candle, and that's on the Fed pain speech right there. So if you're rah-rah bullish and you're looking for more in Apple, then the high that day was 171.05. So that's what you have to look at. Strong close here, buyers into the close. Didn't make a new high, but definitely settled in the upper portion of the range. 41.37.75 was our high. Looks like we're going to go out with the 41.28 print. So what did we talk about? Win streaks, Mitch, right? You know, when will the streak be broken?
Streaky markets.
Markets. Four days. I've seen this puppy go 6, 7, 8, 9. Who knows? Tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, it just goes to show you, you know, it's definitely a hard trade. But one thing is always important is the trend's your friend, right? And I'm sure that some people were able to ride this recent four-day rally and make some good profits. And that's why you got to be flexible. Be willing to be flexible is so important, especially for you kind of swing traders and day traders on out there. But that's going to do it for us today. We'll take a wrap and we'll definitely be back tomorrow. Don't miss us. Don't miss Joel Elkanen. Don't miss Dennis Dick tomorrow morning. It's going to be a fun one. The CPI report, and we're all going to be watching. We'll be with you guys at 8:30 when that hits the tape.
I'll even go to the 1 minute chart for you guys.
Oh.
And there was a question here. Cody was asking about market orders by institutions in the last 10 minutes. No. There's not market orders by institutions. That's just when they, you know, they're given their MOC orders, right? Mm-hmm. Market on close. And they, you know, those orders are predetermined whether to trim or add to a position and whatnot. So that's what the big boys do on the close. And also, I think the opening imbalances, I think we could talk about triple D tomorrow. Opening imbalances are much more influential. So great job, Mitch. Thanks for carrying the weight while I was on Twitter space. Yes, I was able to figure it out. Yes, it took me a little it took me a little bit. Everyone, get a good night's sleep. We'll be back with you in the morning.
Have a good one, Joel. I'll get you on out of here and I'll wrap on up. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Don't miss it. CPI, everything tomorrow. We'll find on out, guys. Hit the like before you get on out of here, and we'll see you next time right here on Benzinga.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insightful. oracle.com/insightful.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.